This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
It is my pleasure to be joined today by Dr. Anthony Fauci, Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci is joining us today at CSIS for the launch of a special issue of the Journal of AIDS. In the journal, Dr. Fauci co-wrote an article entitled "The United States President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or PEPFAR, A Story of Partnership and Smart Investments to Turn the Tide of the Global AIDS Pandemic." Dr. Fauci, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's good to be here with you.
As someone who's advised the White House on global AIDS issues for a number of years, including the creation of PEPFAR, what, in your view, has been PEPFAR's strategic significance, and how do you see PEPFAR evolving in the next 5 years?
Well, I think it's safe to say that PEPFAR has been one of the most extraordinary advances in the sense of providing treatment, prevention, and care for a single disease at the global level in history. Right now, if you look at the results, the impact of an initiative that, as you mentioned, was started back in 2003 by President George W. Bush and has been now continued by President Obama, where we now have about 4 million people receiving antiretrovirals, well closer to 5 million, and by 2013 we're right on target for having 6 million people on therapy, not to mention the number of infections that were prevented, the number of children who were averted infection from mother-to-child transmission. That the significance of this from a global health standpoint is in many respects, if not unprecedented, certainly on the very, very short list of the most important things that could be done. The advantages of that, the strategic significance, it really depends upon what you mean by strategic. I think one of the most important things is that for humanitarian reasons itself, with no secondary offshoots of benefit to us, this has been an extraordinary accomplishment. But when you look at the importance to the United States, we're seeing something that really, in my mind, at least in my lifetime, is unprecedented, where the United States of America is looked upon with such extraordinary positive feelings, affection, that I've never seen before. When I was growing up and there was these problems with foreign policy, we were sometimes referred to as the ugly American. If you go to countries in Africa that have been impacted by PEPFAR, you will find a uniformly positive feeling towards the United States of America. And that's really very important. We are the global leader. We have been for a long time, and we still are. And to have our image be such as a result of PEPFAR in the developing world, not only Southern Africa, but the Caribbean and Asian countries. Literally, 2 hours ago, I was at a panel where we were talking about the relationship between tuberculosis and HIV, and there were a large number of representatives from Africa in the audience. And one person during the question and answer period got up and didn't really say a question. He just wanted to make a comment. And the comment was, I want to tell you all that thank you very much, the United States of America. You're the most important thing. PEPFAR is the most important thing that has ever happened to Africa. And he said that spontaneously. Nobody asked him to say that. So when you ask about the significance of this to the United States, I think that is really says it all.
That's incredible. I know in the last year there have been several scientific advancements, female microbicide, treatment as prevention. What, in your opinion, is the most exciting scientific advancement? What are you most optimistic about?
Well, I'm most optimistic about what you just said, plus a few others. I'm optimistic about the entire cascade of comprehensive combination prevention, which includes, as you mentioned, treatment as prevention. HIV is a unique disease in that prevention modalities cannot be unidimensional. It's a multifaceted program that's comprehensive, that requires more than one modality, that differs from region to region and from demographic group to demographic group. But the important advances, some of which you've mentioned, like treatment as prevention, extraordinary advance, where you not only save the life of the infected individual, but you dramatically, by over 95%, diminish the likelihood that that treated person will transmit the infection heterosexually to their heterosexual uninfected partner. Mother-to-child transmission, when implemented, can essentially lead, hopefully, to the goal of no children born with HIV infection. There's promise for pre-exposure prophylaxis, although there are still some things that need to be worked out with that. Topical microbicides also. Circumcision, something that someone never would have thought of years ago, is an extraordinary effective prevention modality. The initial studies in Kenya, Uganda, and in South Africa indicated about a 50 to 55% efficacy in the trial. And when you implement it in the field, such as in Uganda and the Rakai district, it is one of the few prevention modalities that the results get better as the time goes by. In fact, the effectiveness now, 5 years into the program, is approximately 70%. Those are impressive, biologically evidence-based programs that, when implemented in an appropriate way, can lead to extraordinary impact on the pandemic.
And, of course, tomorrow, July 22nd, the International AIDS Conference is coming to Washington, D.C., AIDS 2012. What would you like most to see out of the conference?
Well, the title of the conference, the theme of the conference, is Turning the Tide Together. I will be talking about the scientific basis of how you can actually think in a realistic way about ending the AIDS pandemic. What I'd like to see come out of the conference, because other people are going to talk about various iterations and various versions of that, I'd like to see a global commitment on the part of scientists, community people, countries, health ministries, governments, political will, a commitment to actually say we know we have the tools, they've been scientifically proven, let's implement them and let us really get the reality of turning the trajectory of the AIDS pandemic such that we can realistically and without hyperbole think about an AIDS-free generation.
Well, Dr. Fauci, thank you so much for joining us today. Interested listeners can hear more from Dr. Fauci and watch today's event at smartglobalhealth.org. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.